We're now ready for Lester's calling. In the "Hey, you there" of the moment, Lester thought it was the Lord calling. He turned, looked, saw nothing human, but there sprawled a pig in the gutter, moaning in a language Lester didn't understand, but could speak if spoken to by a friendly pig. This one wasn't first-order friendly, sick as it looked, pig gibberish erupting like weightlifters' grunts from its fat-fortified throat, nostrils dilated as if searching for solace in barren underbrush, tail a twisted story telling nothing except confusion and spiraling morbidity. Lester at last broke his verbal silence with words of assurance directed into the gutter, their demeanor cloaked in the modesty of a mare breaking wind over indulging in bitter oats. He then paused at the gate of his mission, unlatched society's scruples, finally kneeling beside the pig suffering deep in its own solitude, and began soothing the victim's receding brow with caution. This action caused the pig to roll over, not unlike a dog asked to play dead or a lap cat wanting its stomach rubbed. Lester promptly responded, providing solace where the pig indicated its pain made a home. At that moment, Lester's life changed for the better, even though he didn't know it. All Lester knew as he knelt was his love for this poor pig.